The International Bible Lesson for February 12, 2017 is from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 8 through 20. Hear now the word of the Lord from Galatians chapter 4, verses 8 through 20, New International Version. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you. I plead with you, brothers and sisters, become like me. For I became like you, you did me no wrong. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. And even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. Where then is your blessing of me now? I can testify that, if you could have done so, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? Those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us, so that you may have zeal for them. It is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good, and to be so always, not just when I am with you. My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you, how I wish I could be with you now and change my tone, because I am perplexed about you. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Galatians chapter 4, verses 8 through 20, New International Version, February 12, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lesson Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Galatians 4:8. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were by slaves to those who are by nature not gods. The Bible teaches that whether someone will admit it or not, before they come to believe in God and trust their lives to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they are slaves to those things or beings that are not God. Paul's letter describes and explains some of our behavior before we become Christians, or totally committed to following Christ. It also explains the immoral and ungodly words and actions of many we read about or see around us. The way to freedom is receiving and continuing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Galatians 4:9. But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces? Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? After God reveals Himself to us through the Word of God incarnate, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the written Word, the Bible, we know God and He knows us. Unfortunately, Paul learned that the Galatians were turning back to what had previously enslaved them. We must turn to Christ daily and turn from the evil powers around us that would enslave us again to remain free and empowered to serve the true God and others. Galatians 4:10. You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. Sometimes when people have lost touch with God and or have become spiritually impoverished, they seek to regain what they have lost through special spiritual experiences spent on special days. The Galatians were adding either pagan ritual days or Jewish ritual days or both to their religious practices in an effort to regain what they had lost spiritually, or in order to have more religious experiences, or attain a higher spirituality that was promised to them if they observed these special celebrations on special days. Galatians 4:11. I fear for you, that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you. Paul honestly feared for the future of the Galatians. In John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, Christian is misled by Mr. Worldly Wiseman before he reached the Wicket Gate, the entrance to the way of salvation. Thankfully, Evangelist pointed him back to the way he should go, for Christian later came to the cross and his burden of sin fell away. Paul felt that he might have wasted his time because the Galatians were returning to their previous ways of walking on the broad way to destruction. See Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Paul was concerned that if the Galatians continued to walk away from Christ, that he would have wasted his time. They would be lost for not doing what Paul taught about salvation through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Galatians 4:12. I plead with you, brothers and sisters, become like me, for I became like you. You did me no wrong. Paul pleaded with them because he loved them, and they had loved him at one time too. Paul came to them and lived like a Gentile with them, and not like a Jew, with their ceremonial laws and customs that would have kept him separated from them. They did him no wrong, as he lived among them and shared the gospel of Christ with them. They accepted him and his message as from God. Galatians 4:13. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. Paul must have stopped in Galatia to recover from, or prayerfully seek treatment for, an illness. While he was there, Paul did not waste any of his time, but preached to them about Jesus. If they now turned away from the gospel of freedom and turned back to slavery, then they would be worse off than before, and Paul's time would have been wasted. See Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 45. They would not bear the good fruit of the Spirit of God. Galatians 4:14. And even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. The Holy Spirit so empowered Paul and influenced the Galatians that they did not turn away from Paul because of his illness. They probably marveled that despite his illness, he manifested faith in God, love for them, and spiritual power as he taught them about Jesus. They saw Christ Jesus in Paul and received Paul as a true messenger from God, and not an outcast from God because of his unsightly sickness. Galatians 4:15. Where then is your blessing of me now? I can testify that if you could have done so, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. In response to his teaching, they loved Paul so much that they blessed him or brought him great happiness, which was no longer the case because they were turning from faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and away from Paul as their spiritual father. Some believe this verse indicates that Paul had an eye disease, or infection, that had so disfigured his eyes and face that his features would have repelled people. Because they loved Paul, the Galatians were willing to give Paul their eyes to replace his diseased eyes. Galatians 4:16. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? Paul knew from experience what Jesus also experienced. No matter how much love you express to and for someone, when you tell them the truth, instead of all your good intentions, you can find that they have become your enemy. The Galatians did not want to hear that faith in and following Jesus Christ could not be done while turning from Christ to practicing pagan ways or trusting in Jewish ceremonies as the way to be right with God. Galatians 4:17. Those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us so that you may have zeal for them. Those people could include their pagan friends or family members who were inviting them to or leading them back into pagan festivals or observing special days. Those people could include the Jews who lived in Galatia and/or the Jews who followed behind Paul to destroy the effect of his teaching when Paul led Jews and Gentiles to faith in Jesus. These Jews taught that observing Jewish customs and ceremonies were essential practices on the way of salvation. Those people wanted the Galatians to have zeal for them and their teachings while turning away from Christ and the Apostle. They wanted to enjoy the zeal of the Galatians that they knew Paul enjoyed. Galatians 4:18. It is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good, and to be so always, not just when I am with you. Some have zeal for God, but without knowledge. Romans 10:2. Here Paul commends zeal, if it is for a good purpose. Zeal based on knowledge of the truth, with a good purpose, should enable someone to help many come to trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. A hypocrite is not what he appears to be. The Galatians appeared to be zealous for the truth and for Paul when they were with him. They should have acted this way all the time toward Paul, and not have zeal only for those who they are near at the time. Galatians 4:19. My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. Paul again takes the position of their spiritual father. Paul was careful to warn them about the consequences of turning from trusting in Christ alone for their salvation, which would result in their losing their freedom and bring them into slavery once again to the world, the flesh, and the devil. It was painfully difficult for Paul to lead them to sincere saving faith in Jesus Christ when he first preached to them. Now Paul is willing to go through the whole process again so they will allow Christ to totally change their lives from the inside out through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Paul also knew that this process of turning back to Jesus Christ and trusting in Christ alone could be painful for the Galatians as they re-examined their lives and repented of their sins and sought to become like Jesus Christ morally and spiritually, despite the opposition of others. Galatians 4:20. How I wish I could be with you now and change my tone, because I am perplexed about you. Paul would have preferred to see them personally to truly learn what was going through their hearts and minds. He probably had such questions as, are they just confused and need clarification on a few facts about the Christian faith? Have they totally turned from faith in Christ and back to paganism? Have they been misled into practicing once again the rules and special days in the ceremonial laws of Moses that were designed to point to the coming of Jesus Christ and were not designed to save anyone from their sins? Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What is the way to be freed from slavery to beings and things that are not God's? 2. What can we do if we find ourselves turning back to the forces that once enslaved us? 3. What kind of example did Paul give when he preached the gospel to the Galatians despite an illness? 4. Why do you think the Galatians welcomed Paul despite his illness? 5. What can be the response of someone if we tell them the truth? International Bible Lesson. Don't go back into slavery. February 12, 2017. Galatians 4:8. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not God's. The Apostle Paul warns every Christian that before they came into a personal relationship with God, they were enslaved to beings and things that by nature are not God's. Objects of stone, wood, silver, gold, or stock certificates and bank accounts are not by nature God's, but only the materials of which they are made. Paul said that these things represent only weak and miserable forces. Galatians 4:9. Paul warned Christians and others, the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God, and I do not want you to be participants with demons. 1 Corinthians 10:20. Of special note today, Paul wrote, the Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. 1 Timothy 4:1. Deceiving spirits can entrap people and mislead them into destructive behaviors. In Paul's letter to the Galatians, Paul warned that some in the church had turned from faithful obedience to Jesus Christ and back to the idols and forces that had previously enslaved them. Paul's warnings apply to everyone in churches today. Even after becoming Christians, believers still need to battle against temptations from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Former believers such as Demas stand as bad examples and a warning of what can happen to Christians when they turn away from obeying Jesus Christ. Demas left the faith because he loved this world. 2 Timothy 4:10. Jesus Christ came to free believers in him from slavery to sin and Satan. Therefore, Paul encourages believers to keep their freedom by obeying Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.